Welcome back to you live and local. Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, super live tonight because we have got some very special guests in the studio. The iconic band The Velts is back with a brand new album that just came out earlier this fall called Entropy is the Main Line to God. First full-length album as The Velt since 1994, I believe, and it is fantastic. And we have got the two brothers behind The Velt here in the studio with us, Daniel and Danny Chavis, and we're going to play a few songs off of the album and chat about it. Guys, thank you so much for being with us. This
nice
is great.
Nice to be here.
So let's hear a song first without any further ado. What do you want to play first?
Maybe you could play Sweeter. That's one of the main things that's you know, been played now. Like NPR picked it up a while back, and KEXP, we've been playing a little bit. And it's kind of unsuspected because we didn't really think anything of this particular record, because it's like a bunch of songs that we, you know, we have so much stuff, man, that we just put this out during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of stuff was going on, and you kind of like woodshedded, you know, a lot of stuff that we've been working on, and Little Cloud Records decided to put it out.
Nice.
On the West Coast, on Portland.
Yeah.
And that was one of the main things that we were pushing, like when we in the middle of the tour, you know. We didn't find out about it till near the end of it, but now we're going to be, if we go out again, we're going to be playing this particular song too. So.
Awesome. Again, this is The Velt. The album is Entropy is the Main Line to God. The song is Sweeter. Here we go. That is The Veldt off the brand new album. Daniel and Danny Chavis here in the studio with us, and we are going to chat about the album and play a couple more songs off of it when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to you, Live and Local. Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined tonight by Daniel and Danny Chavis, the two brothers behind The Veldt, iconic local band that has just put out a brand new album. Entropy is the Main Line to God, first full-length album as The Veldt since 1994. I got to keep qualifying it because y'all were Apollo Heights for a little while, so yeah. Not the first album since 94, but a milestone still in the local music scene. Guys, thank you again so much for being with us. Super excited to have you in here, and super excited about the album. So you were talking about just it was a pandemic project, but tell us more about how it all came together.
Well, I mean, before George Floyd got killed, I mean, it was curious to see, like, you know, how things were turning out, because we didn't really have a grasp on what was happening until, you know, they had the pandemic and that happening. Mm-hmm. So it kind of set the course for us thinking about those things and seeing how, you know, being right in the pit of it, you know, in downtown Raleigh, and seeing the young black kids be out there in the streets, you know, because of what's going on, you know. Some were out there for us, some of them they were not. But a lot of the stuff, you know, the breaking down of a system, entropy, is that one of the main things that we saw Trump doing this and whatnot, politics, of course, and, you know, and it all led to, you know, one thing, people dying, you know. As I was saying, entropy is the main line to God. Because it's like there wasn't really any kind of solution for anything. It just seemed like it was never ending, you know what I'm saying? Like, we didn't know when the pandemic was going to stop. Yeah. You didn't know if we were going to get any justice for George and Brianna, you know what I'm saying? All those things. And there was so much going on. So a lot of this kind of accumulated into these songs that we've been working on for a while. So we put these things out, you know? I mean, like, we had time to think about it for a while, you know what I'm saying? So it was like a no-brainer. But the whole feeling of the record is definitely from the pandemic side. Mm-hmm. But we have, like, me and some of my songs, man. Like, we got, you know, some of those we have been playing from, like, our days here in Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. Some of the songs are from that, you know. But we have a lot more songs that you know, we're going to be doing with the Cocteau Twins record that never came out. We're going to be trying to put out on our own label, 5BC. It's going to be hopefully out in the middle of next year. We recorded it in 1989 with Robin Guthrie from the Cocteau Twins, you know.
Wow.
And we're looking forward to that, you know. Hopefully it's getting back out and playing a lot more, you know.
Yeah. I love the concept of the title and the way that you explained it, because, like, especially, like, thinking about the movement in 2020, like, entropy is the breaking down of systems, but on a certain level, like, you needed systems to break down. Like, you needed to make something happen, right?
Like, they do in France. I mean, they don't just sit around and complain about it. I mean, I wonder what would have happened if George Floyd would have been murdered. I wonder how things would have panned out then, but we would have been as active on this subject, or we'd be complacent about it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, when the new Black Panthers walked up to the KKK's doorstep, they didn't say nothing. Mm-hmm. They didn't say nothing, you know. I think they called it NFT, not
NFT, yeah.
The NFT.
Yeah.
And that showed me right there what the deal was right there. People are tired of it, man. It's like we just did 34 days of shows in the United States supporting this record, and we were scared to go out, man, because we didn't know if there's going to be some concealed gun carrying guy coming to shoot at some black guys on stage, you know, just the random, you know, redneck stuff like that. We were wondering about dusting, and we were scared to go out, man, you know. So we were, the guy who played drums, Pale Wimberly, was saying, well, you guys should either now or never. So we were just like, you know what, man, like, somebody got to do it, man. It's like, you know, it's like kind of like a televangelist kind of going out on the road, spreading the gospel about what we do. It's basically like that, like a snake charmer goes out, like, you know what I'm saying? You go out and you cultivate the people, and you tell them what the deal is, because social media has a habit of having gatekeepers that socially distance people. You know, I mean, you and I, we grew up without social media. So we have a skill that they necessarily don't have in real life. You know what I'm saying? We don't really have to hide behind a computer or a cell phone in order to get our point across. So I'm saying, like, there's a dichotomy between, you know, social awareness, so to speak, as far as being people. Like your mom and dad didn't meet online, did they?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what I'm saying? But you got here.
They met at the bingo hall in Lansing, Michigan.
That's what I'm saying.
Never tell that story anymore.
Right on.
Like, no one ever has a story
Man.
Yeah.
You know
it's
what I'm
a
saying?
Great
but
story.
There's a social skill. There's a social skill missing where you people have to catfish and put up photos of themselves and when they're really not who they say they are and that kind of stuff. So us going out on the road was the answer to all that kind of stuff, to put to rest all these people who said that, you don't fit in here or whatever else, you know. And we played at clubs that particularly wanted us there. Mm-hmm. You know, we're past the days of playing the hip people like all this stuff, man. You're gonna be cool to fit. No. I'm here to play music. You can leave all the other hip stuff somewhere else. I don't have time for it. Mm-hmm. We want to play music to people that want to see us play. And a lot of times it's like that. And a lot of cool people that you think are so cool, they look all hip and they got so many foot pedals. They're not cool, man. They're just as racist as the most KKK anybody else, man. And we've come to learn that, unfortunately, how people see us. You know, they might not say nothing, but, you know, the way they style it is a hip redneck dude might be like, okay, yeah, but it didn't really fit in. We need somebody with our pedigree, with our history. I think we deserve a little bit better than that.
Yeah.
Because we played with half the people in the record collections that they would never probably see again.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like we really have to make that social connection with people directly to see who we are. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they, hey, man, like, they were like, we did 34 cities, right? And they were like, everywhere we went, they were cool people. Mm-hmm. And they were all white people. And they were all white. They were all black people. You know what I'm saying? So all that stuff they're telling you on the media, you need to go out there and see for yourself before you really kowtow to what's on your phone, on your laptop, because life is still happening, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Does it feel different now versus like 10 years ago, 20, 25 years ago, going out with like feeling that anxiety or that disconnect between what you're hearing in the media and what's out there in the world?
I think we've always had that.
I was going to say, yeah.
We've always had that kind of, we're going to get stopped by the cops, that kind of stuff, but it happens all the time.
That's part of our life.
Of our life. So we kind of, we look for those things. You know, I mean, and most of the bands that we came up with, they don't really have those kind of stories to tell. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we grew up here in Chapel Hill music scene. Most of the bands that we play with were, you know, white groups, but they didn't really have those stories to tell, and we didn't really tell them either because we really were just trying to be a band. I mean, you know, we know what color we are. Mm. You know. We know what color we are since the day one. So, I mean, if you see us on stage, my whole thing is, like, if you don't like what color we are, turn the lights off.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
You know, I mean, it's tiring. You know, it's really tiring. I'm like, all right, I want no black people in here. So, I mean, look, I get it already.
In a nutshell, basically, we went out and people were cool.
Yeah.
That was it.
They were cool.
It wasn't reflective of any guy online telling us that we can't have our cover the way we want it because we're stealing this or that. But it's kind of—it's
always been no to us, man.
You know,
always been no.
Yeah, yeah, yes. That band.
Oh yeah.
They've been telling us
no for a long time.
The band is The Veldt, and the album is out now. It is worth checking out. Entropy is the main line to God is the title. Find it online. Let's hear another song. What are we gonna hear next?
The New Blood.
New Blood. All right. This is off the new album, New Blood by The Veldt. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Velt there with New Blood off the album Entropy is the Main Line to God, just out, first full-length album for these guys as the Velt in more than 25 years. Absolutely fantastic album. Check it out. We'll have another song off the album, and we'll keep chatting with Danny and Daniel when we come back on Live and Local after this on 97.9 The Hill. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you on 97.9 The Hill. We are joined in the studio tonight by The Velt. Daniel and Danny Chavis here in the studio with us. Great band going all the way back to the 80s and 90s in the Triangle. They were Apollo Heights for a while, came back as The Velt, and now they've got a new album out called Entropy is the Main Line to God, which just came out last month, I think it is,
within the last few weeks or so.
Great album. Check it out. And you just got back from being on tour, and I think you've got shows coming up too.
No, we don't have anything coming
nothing
up.
Coming
we
up
just
but
played the award ceremony last night.
Yeah, last night we accepted the Gold Medal of Arts Award for Raleigh, and what that is recognition for outstanding achievements in working in the arts and our community. So I put together a concept festival called Noir Bazaar, or mm-hmm. Le Bizarre Noir, and a couple of years ago, right in the middle of the pandemic, to be honest. Around the same time Hopscotch was happening. Mm-hmm. And my concept was to have psychedelic black bands or shoegaze, black-ish bands or marginalized people thereof to perform in a mini psych kind of pop-up festival. So we had us and a band called Burnt Sugar, mm-hmm. who was headed by my friend Greg Tate, who was a writer for the New York Times. And
He passed away,
but he helped us get the concept and the idea underway via other friends like Vernon from Living Color, mm-hmm. Jimmy Hazel and Rick Skater from 24/7 Spies. They're all friends of ours. Mm-hmm. But even though we're friends, we sound nothing alike.
Right.
Play guitars. And I got advice, good advice from those guys, because those guys are our friends. And so we pulled it off, and we did some more dates as the Noir Bazaar Festival up and down the East Coast, but like-minded bands, not necessarily black, but that like the concept of the aesthetic of the sound that we're putting across. So I thought it was high time that Raleigh or North Carolina had their own kind of like psych festival. And and little did I know, there were small little things popping up around that I had no idea about. They're younger kids, which is great. And the vibe from the younger kids that like this kind of music, we saw it all around the country. And some of them we're going to be putting out on our small label, 5BC, which is a nod to 4AD, back when they used to be cool. So that's what we got the award for last night. We did two tunes and did an after show at the Berkeley Cafe.
Awesome.
Which is where we did our first show. And the Berkeley's in danger of getting torn down as things happen in time. But it was the first place we played, and I want to kind of give them a thank you. And a shout out to them, to the Berkeley Cafe and all our friends that came out to see us. Mm-hmm. And my friend Wendy Mann was telling me about you. She's like, Aaron's like, Aaron's awesome.
Yeah.
I can't vouch for her. I can't vouch for that, but I'll let her do it. So having been around forever, I got to ask, what's the Triangle scene like today versus?
Couldn't tell you. It looks like it's mostly Americana.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to rag on it, but it's just what is
different.
It's nothing like it used to. Mm-hmm. It was a little bit more diverse. And maybe because I'm older, I have no idea. But for the most part, it's just bluegrass and Americana and I don't know. Basically, so I was just trying to add a different element. Mm-hmm. Because you need all kinds of stuff. And I could sit here and go, bluegrass, blah, 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 blah. You can't do that because you need different types of genres to make it interesting.
Mm-hmm. Everybody deserves an audience, though.
Right.
I'm not going to sit here and be like, everything else
sucks. Let people
sucks.
Judge,
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just wanted to add that element into it. Mm-hmm. And that way, you meet different people, open-minded people, whether they like your music or not, and you exchange ideas and you make things happen. And I think people, through learning, we create these opportunities for other people.
Well, the band is The Velt. The album is Entropy is the Main Line to God, out now. I know no show's coming up, but what's on tap for you?
Well, putting together the new label for next year. Mm-hmm. We may do an art gallery.
Nice.
A show. Coming in November, and then maybe another show in New York. But other than that, preparing for probably the Noir Bazaar Festival for next year. We're talking about probably doing some dates with A.R. Kane in America.
Awesome.
Yeah.
People want to find you online, where can they go?
They can go to Bandcamp. Instagram and Bandcamp. and Facebook. We have all those on there.
And the album again, Entropy is the Main Line to God. It's out now. Find it on Bandcamp. Find it on streaming services. Let's hear one more song from it. What are we going to hear last?
Red Flags.
Red Flags. All right. Awesome.
Shout out to Little Cloud Records and Disc Drive. Mike Nesbitt and
Mike Allen.
Mike Allen, Nick Ripley from Disc Drive. Thanks a lot for your support. You know, and everybody in Chapel Hill and in Raleigh, we appreciate it too.
Once more around, here's The Velt with Red Flags on 97.9 The Hill. Again, the band is The Velt. The album is Entropy is the Main Line to God. That was Red Flags. Check out the album. It's fantastic. Find The Velt on Bandcamp, Facebook, Instagram, and look for new stuff coming down the road in the future. Danny, Daniel, thank you both so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
This is fantastic.